Hey, we're going to get to Bill Plaschke in a second, but Lindsay, what do we need to know? Top of the hour.
Well, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And what you need to know today is that the Dodgers just announced that they're going to pay tribute to Vin Scully by wearing a commemorative black patch featuring a microphone and Vin on their uniforms for the rest of the season. The Dodgers, of course, are out of town until Friday, but they're going to honor Vin with a pregame tribute when they return home that night. Also, LA City Hall will be lit in blue starting tonight. So that's cool. That's what you need to know.
I got that shirt on right now, that microphone that says Vin. Hey, Lindsay, we have Bill Plaschke yet? Funch, you got him? You call Bill?
About to call him right now.
Let me see your shirt. Let me see your shirt.
Yeah,
I can't
Vin
see.
Let me
see. Hold on.
Vin Scully was asked about whether we should have a statue for him at some point.
Of course.
I don't even think of anything like a statue. No, I'm fine. I really am. Again, tonight, joining those numbers, joining my boys of summer, as Roger Kahn called them. And they are. They were my boys of spring, summer, and fall. They were the first team to allow me to broadcast a World Series, and as it turned out, a World Championship. I'm not thinking about anything else except looking up at those numbers tonight.
You got to have a statue. You have to have a statue.
I think they will.
You have to.
They're at the top of the park. You know, when you go to Dodger Stadium in the top of the park, isn't there, I think there's a Koufax statue up there.
Yeah.
There's a few, there's the sort of, you know, the Yankees have the where they, in outside of Staples Center, they have statues. I mean, there's got to be, what I learned
some
when
tribute,
I write
yeah.
about Vin or when I talk to people about Vin, he always seems like, because I grew up in LA listening to Vin, but he really is the voice of baseball. Like, people all around the country listen to Vin Scully, and Dodger fans, Giant fans, Rockies fans, Met fans, they all know Vin Scully. Bill Plaschke from the LA Times is our guest now. Bill, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, Bill, thanks for doing this. And I remember when I saw this last night, I'm just getting back from maternity leave, and I saw it. I was sitting there with my three-year-old, and even though I think we all kind of had a sense this might be coming, right, because we'd sort of heard stuff for the last few months, it still hits you hard when you actually get that news, right?
We knew it was coming. I did a story on him, and I think it was about 6 months ago, where we had a long talk, and he pretty much said he was ready to go. You know, he lost his wife Sandy in January of 2021, and they've been married, I think, 47 years. And he's like, I'm just ready to go see Sandy again. I mean, he was very much resigned to not spending much time left on this earth. So I went to the Dodgers and said, you got to make sure you keep tabs on Vin, because he doesn't, you know, he sounds very resigned. And so I think we all saw this coming. You know, she was the absolute love of his life. I mean, he was with her. She accompanied him on every road trip the last couple of years. She was there with him on his final day at Dodger Stadium, you know, and that tremendous, you know, the song he sung. So yeah, she was, when she left, I think he was ready to go be with her. So, you know, God bless him for that.
Bill, do you have a favorite Vin Scully moment, story? We've been listening to his calls all day, the funny ones, and how, you know, seamless he was, how eloquent he was. Do you have a favorite call or a story about Vin Scully?
Well, my favorite call is the one, and of course you guys probably know this. You know what 1:08 is, right? You know what that is, right?
That Kirk Gibson, right?
That's the Gibson. He was quiet for Gibson.
Yeah.
Well, there's also the 35 seconds he was quiet when they announced Gibson coming to the plate.
Oh, wow.
He said, and here he comes. That's all he said.
Wow.
He was silent by that. No, I mean, personally, it was, and I'm sure you had this at the same with you, Ramona.
Yeah.
Every time I wrote a story about him, every single time we talked, and then something appeared in the paper, he called me the next day and always say, Bill, it's Vin Scully. And I said, Vin, you don't need to say who you are. The minute you say Bill, I know exactly who it is. His voice is so distinctive. And he would say, this is off the record, but I'm humbled and honored by your story today, and I thank you for thinking of me, and I don't deserve it. And He would do that every single time. It was amazing. It was amazing. He was so humble. I tried for years to get him to write a book.
Yep.
And he wouldn't do it. I mean, think about it. He's the most famous broadcaster ever. He's the most trusted person in L.A. ever. You know, broadcaster, sports, public official, anybody. And there's everybody's writing a book these days. He wouldn't do it because he didn't think he was worth it. I begged him to come back and work a World Series game.
Yep.
And he wouldn't do it. He said, I don't want to get in the way. I mean, this is a guy. Wow. Imagine this. In today's day and age, with all the hubris around, you know, all of our great broadcasters, they had a bobblehead night for Ben. And not once during the game did he announce it was his bobblehead night.
Yep.
I mean, he was that completely humble. I mean, his favorite thing to do, his favorite calls that he made were the ones when he would sit by the pool and when his children were younger and he would do play-by-play on them swimming.
That's awesome.
There, Catherine did a cannonball. He didn't listen to sports talk radio. He didn't listen to sports on the radio at all. He would play show tunes.
Yep.
Oklahoma with it. That would be playing in his car driving to Dodger Stadium. And if he had time, he'd always stop and go to church. You know, like right before the games. He was such a simple guy. That's kind of my overall memories of him. You know, although I heard a great story today. Maybe you heard this. I hadn't heard it before. A woman called in and said called some show or something and said that she had her husband would listen to Vin on a transistor on the clock radio by his bedside every night.
Uh-huh.
And would fall asleep listening to Vin. So she had to climb over him to turn the radio off so she can get some sleep. She said because of Vin Scully, they had 5 kids. I know. That's Vin. I mean, that was just his. And, he was so magnanimous and so kind. So I got COVID early on in the COVID thing. I had COVID and I wrote about it. And he and Sandy called me very concerned. And he said, I've got a cure for you, Bill. And Sandy read off some cure, some zinc oxide or something. I mean, he was trying. He thought he could cure COVID for me.
Yeah.
He was that worried about it. So he was, that was him. And his stories, how many announcers in baseball, you watch him and you're cheering for foul balls because he starts to tell a story during the at-bat. You want the inning to keep going. You want the batter to make it out. So you cheer for – and he once told me God gave him all those foul balls so he could tell all those stories.
Hey, Bill, how'd you get to know Vin over there? I mean, you were a beat writer first, right? You covered the Dodgers as a beat writer.
Right. I covered him starting in 1988.
Oh, you started in 88.
Around.
Wow.
He was around. They had a – separate and I'm sure you know this, Ramona.
Yeah.
He had a separate dining room for the broadcasters in the Dodger media, the Dodger press box. This fancy dining room, and Tommy would go in with the broadcasters and order around the waiters and be very demanding. And Vin wouldn't even sit.
Tommy,
there.
Who are you talking about?
So Vin would sit outside with us.
Yeah.
And talk and tell us stories and talk about the past, and he was always quick to needle Tommy, because he'd say, "Well, I've been here 67 years," and Tommy said, "So would I," and Vin said, "Not 67 years in a row, Tommy. Remember, don't forget you were traded to Kansas City." So these two old guys would go back and forth. It was hilarious, but that's how I got to know him. And then I did a huge piece on him, and he had me out to lunch at Bel Air. And he paid for everything. And he said he had just one request. He was just private to the end. He did want me to call.
Hey, Bill, one sec. Just walk around for a second because you're breaking up just a little bit. Just walk around a little bit.
5 kids.
Oh, it's such a good story.
5 kids.
I don't want to miss any of this from Bill Plaschke.
I love it.
Bill was enough of a colleague of Vin's to really know him.
Yeah.
I was a little younger, and I was also too much in awe. Like, I knew him, but I was just, I could never get past, like, this is Vin Scully.
Bill broke through the aura.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bill, you back? We get Bill back.
There he is. I can hear him out there. You there?
Bill, you good?
Hello.
There we are.
There we go. We got it.
Sorta. Not so great.
So what was the story I was telling? I wanted to turn off. It was about so he told me. Can you hear me now?
Kinda. Hold on. You want us to call you back? We're gonna hang up and call you right back. Because I have something I need to know, and I think you might be the only person who might know the answer to this. Bill Plasky wrote a fantastic column about Vin Scully in the LA
awesome.
Times today.
Yep.
And one of the things that he talked about, and I want to ask him when he comes back. We're going to come back with more Bill Plasky of the LA Times talking about Vin Scully. But when we come back, he had a point about Vin that I had never thought of. Ramona Shelburne, DeMarco Farr, in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Laura, you picked this one out just for Bill Plasky, right? You picked that some Beyonce?
Yeah, of course.
Crazy in Love, Bill Plasky. I'm not...
Ramona Shelburne, yeah. DeMarco Farr.
What's the connection?
In for Sedano and Cap. We got Bill Plasky from the LA Times on talking about the life of Vin Scully. All right, cut the Beyonce. I hate to say that. Cut the Beyonce.
No, keep that going.
But we got to give Bill the mic here.
She's hot.
Bill,
can you hear
back?
Me?
Yeah, now we got you. Now you got you.
Yeah, So I wrote this big story on him.
Yeah.
And he said he has one request. Don't talk to anyone. Don't bother his children. He didn't want to bother them. You know, he and Sandy, they're like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
When they got married. He had four. She had three. They had seven together.
Wow.
Anyway, so I'm writing this story. And I'm in San Antonio at a Laker playoff game. And I'm finishing the story in the hotel room. And my phone rings. And it's Vin's daughter, Catherine, and she's like, how dare you, Bill? I said, what? How dare you not call us for this story? I said, Vin told me not to call you. She said, no, we have to talk about our father. We have to. He's the greatest man ever. And she spent the next hour passing the phone around her to the siblings.
Hey, Bill, I got one question for you before you go. I got to hear the end of this one, okay? Where did Vin get all of his stories? I always heard theories, like maybe he got them from the scouts or the sports writers or something like that, but like, where did he get the story about the rattlesnake with Madison Bumgarner? Where did he get all
Ramona, that's a great question, and I wish I'd known you were going to ask it. This is a secret that nobody really knows.
Nobody knows? Not even his producers?
I've got the answer. There's a website out there, and I can't think what it's called. It's like on the dark web or something. It's like baseball stories, and it's specifically designed just for this.
Oh my gosh!
And if you
wait, are you saying Vin Scully was on the dark web?
No, it was a weird. No, like for me, you know, and anything it's not AOL or Google is dark web. So
wow,
but it was a weird website, and they would go on there, and its producers would get the story.
This is amazing. Like his phone keeps like we're trying to find out where Vin Scully got all his
material.
And we
can't get it. Wow.
And Bill kind of knows. Bill kind of knows where it is. But it's almost like the cell phone gods are conspiring so that we will never know. Okay.
Wow.
That was great.
It will forever remain a mystery.
That's right.
Bill's still trying.
He's or maybe Bill's going to tell us off. He's going to tell us next. I didn't know we only went till 6:30. What are you talking about, Laura? How is this possible?
6:30.
Yes, because we have Angels baseball.
Hey, why would you say that on the air? See, I had until 7 now. Now I have to go home.
Momo said it. But I'm working on Nancy because, you know, nice. So we're going to do that right now.
Nice.
Momo's the bridge. So
wow.
I'm calling her so you guys can have her on. So
what are we doing, man? I got her all set up for 6:45.
It's all good.
Let's break
That's
into the Angel game.
That's my fault. My bad. That's
I
my
mean,
fault.
Nancy B, okay, for
I'm
those
sorry.
Of you who don't know. Let's call her.
I called her, but she didn't answer.
I know because she's expecting this. Nancy B is 86 years old right now. We may have to do this tomorrow.
She's 86?
Yeah.
Oh, Martha Stewart's 81.
Yeah.
Oh,
Nancy B is a beloved. Okay, hold on.
Wow.
Let's see. She says, okay, call her now. I'm Facebooking with Nancy B live
right
on air.
Right now?
Yeah, live on air. We're going to call her.
Nancy, I think I thought today was Facebook? Thursday. It must be my time in the wilderness, I guess. My days are off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Totally my fault. I was too busy hootenannying.
It's all right. You guys are throwing a lot at me on my first day back. We got the cell phone problems.
Oh, yeah.
Bill with his cell phone cutting out. But Bill, I mean, I just, as a sports writer, I always feel privileged that I get to know so many of the people that are just the greatest of what they do. And I got to know Kobe. I got to know Kareem. I got to know Magic
That's
Johnson.
Amazing.
Right? Like, you get to know these people and who they are and how they become. I feel I got to know Vin, but not the way that Bill did. Bill did so many stories on him over the years. Bill knows him so well. And, like, I was just couldn't get over myself.
Wow.
Like, I was just, it was too, he was too big for me.
Begged him to do the book and begged wouldn't him. Do it.
Yeah, he wouldn't, though.
He really didn't
that's
think
so
anybody,
Vin, though.
He wouldn't, he
that's
didn't
so
think
Vin.
Anybody would be interested. Come on.
No, really? Everybody's interested. But also, he shared so much of himself on the air all the time. Yeah, he always.
Yeah.
He always gave of himself. I mean, you know enough about him. But he also never made it about himself. Like, a lot of people would be surprised to know that he had a lot of tragedy in his life. His first wife died in a car accident. One of his children died as well. Like,
wow.
You know, it's like he's been through a lot in his life. But he didn't bring politics into it. He didn't bring his own personal stuff into it all the time.
Yeah.
It was always about the game. Let me know when we have Nancy.
67 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Longer than most have been alive. Wow. Crazy.
I think we might have to leave for tomorrow because she's not picking up. Mom.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She answers the Facebook Messenger, but not the phone.
All right. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't answer when I called her either. So maybe she's just wrapped up on social media.
Probably screening the calls.
Wow. Don't call from unknown.
I'm not.
There you go.
I even like called her from my phone because
unblocked
I wanted
number.
To be.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
I mean? Promise we're going to have her on tomorrow. DeMarco and I are
like
on
that.
Again tomorrow.
I want to hear stories. Yes. This is awesome. Wow. I am so sorry.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, since we're on and we're talking about the life and the legend of Vin Scully, let's play some of our favorite stories. Okay. Let's go back and play one of his funniest calls ever. This is Vin Scully reading lips of former Dodger manager Jim Tracy.
It's like they're going to call it a trap. And Jim Tracy, he caught the ball, Jim said. He caught the ball. He caught the blinking ball. He caught the darn ball. Oh, you're gone. He is gone. That is blinkin' fertilizer. I'm doing the best to translate. You gotta be blinking me. The ball, he caught the ball. No way, no blinking way. No bloody way.
That
I mean,
is fertilizer.
He's so good.
Yes.
He's so good.
I won't have any more of this fertilizer out of you guys.
But you know, he would never do that. He always nails it in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of his, I mean, we always hear the Vin Scully Gibson home run and call. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's amazing. Probably people don't always go back all the time to hear, they don't always go back to hear the Sandy Koufax perfect game call. But I think there's something so artful in the simplicity, it's worth listening to again.
2-2 to Harvey Keene. One strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed. A perfect game. On the scoreboard in right field, it is 9:46 p.m. in the City of the Angels, Los Angeles, California. And a crowd of 29,139. Just sitting in to see the only pitcher in baseball history to hurl four no-hit, no-run games. He has done it four straight years, and now he capped it on his fourth no-hitter. He made it a perfect game. And Sandy Koufax, whose name will always remind you of strikeouts, did it with a flourish. He struck out the last six consecutive batters. So when he wrote his name in capital letters in the record books, that K stands out even more than the OUFAX.
Wow.
That's Vin Scully. No one did it better. Vin, I'm crying, but we all love you. Thanks for everything.
Absolutely.
I mean, never be another one like him.
Nope.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's a sad day, but it's also one where we can just feel grateful we had him as long as we did. Momo, DeMarco Farr, we'll be back tomorrow. In for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA. Thank you, Vin.